And it's our pleasure to welcome back Karen from Yumi Real Estate.
Hello.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
I'm fabulous because the sun's shining.
Yes.
And it's a little bit warmer.
Yes. I can see you don't have your
we don't have 10 layers on today.
No. It's on today.
I'm ready for just a little bit of warmth.
Yeah. Excellent. So, that's good.
Yep.
Happy days. And what is happening in the world of Yumi Real Estate? Please share.
Oh, well, I had accepted, three offers last week on property, so that's good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So the market's the market's pretty solid. There's not a lot to sell. That's the problem.
Yeah. And I know we've spoken in previous weeks about traditionally spring being a good time to sell, but, you know, not necessarily the only time to sell. But I saw on the weekend that the first day of spring, the auction clearance rates were huge. And so, yeah, it's a good time.
I think it is linked, though, to the amount of properties on the market. There's not a lot on the market anywhere, so the clearance, that's what's keeping it very solid. Anybody that I've been doing market appraisals over the last few weeks, I've sort of been encouraging them to hit now rather than I would think after school holidays, if we're going to get a big spring rush, which sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, as far as listing, that's when it'll happen. But look, there's always
what
people buying.
What do you do when there's
selling.
Not a lot of product to sell, like which
you pull the You don't fill up your credit card. No. you stop buying shoes and things.
Yeah.
Look, I used to panic. You know, being a independent and
in small business.
And a small business, I used to panic. I used to think, oh my God, you know. But look, I never set out to have, when I set up Yumi, I never set out to have, you know, 30 listings because I don't think that you can service them. So, you know, as long as you've got something to sell that's saleable, you can have 10 listings but them not be saleable. It's just, so you know, you've got money going out but nothing coming in because they're priced incorrectly or whatever. So probably the best thing you can do is network. You know, when times are tough, like at the moment, you might all notice there's lots of stuff in your letterboxes from real estate agents because everybody's scratching for
looking
listings,
stop, yeah.
Which that's the time I don't put things in letterboxes because, you know, everybody else is doing it. But yeah, just communicate it. And funnily enough, when I start to panic and think, oh my goodness, something always comes, you know, it just does. Does. I've been around long enough that
I think that's small business as a whole. I remember chatting with a conveyancer recently around that. She was sort of saying, oh, you know, it's quiet, you know, are you quiet? And she's a little bit panicked. And I said, oh, it's, you know, it's the end. It was June. I said, it's the end of financial year. It's tax time. It's cold. It's miserable. Learn to embrace the quiet time.
Absolutely.
And be ready for, because, you know, sure as eggs, it'll come back if you're a good business.
So. I was talking to a pest and building guy the other day just about that very thing. And, you know, I said, have you been busy? And August was pretty quiet, you know, and historically it is. But there was still enough. And he said, I just sort of, I'm quite calm and I enjoy the break and I just know that it'll turn.
Storm.
Exactly, you know that it'll turn and who knows why it does. It's a bizarre industry. It's like a light switch, isn't it? It just goes on and off and on and off.
Well, I think with real estate it's always not constant but constant. So it's not a constant peak or do you know what I mean? But people are always moving around.
Absolutely.
You know, so you're going to have peaks and troughs where more people are doing it, but there's never going to be a time when people stop moving and no one's moving.
Well, it's like hairdressing, right? In the hairdressing industry, everybody always needs to have a haircut at some point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whether there's, obviously there's four.
Whether we all need it that one week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But there's always somebody needing a haircut. Or, you know,
for
there will always be heads to cut.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk today about open houses and when you have a house. So
yeah.
What do you want to share about
that? I mean, obviously open houses are a big part of real estate these
days. Do you do open houses at Yumi Real Estate?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, not, you know, if a vendor isn't comfortable with it, then no, we don't. You know, some people find it really invasive and they're just not comfortable. So that's fine. You know, we can work around that. But generally, people like them. You know, it's a time slot on a Saturday. They can have the kids, you know, out of the house, go and have a coffee, go for a walk, whatever, come back and it's done. So
Much better than constant phone calls of appointments and having – I remember being growing up and we moved a few times in this mad scramble, you know, at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock to clean up because they're coming in half an hour.
Yeah. I mean, the market's probably changed a little since then, you know, where
– Yes, I'm so old.
No, I didn't quite mean that. But
it's a long time ago. It definitely isn't like that anymore.
People do a lot of they do a lot of shopping online, so they tend to be a little bit more selective, you know. Unlike myself, when I lived in Balmain, I used to go to every open there was because I'd like to have a sticky beak. We're too busy these days, so we tend not to do that as much. So
yes, people aren't sticky beaking. Who has time to sticky beak?
I know. No time. I want to be that person. Let me tell you. Yeah. I want to be that person.
Yeah. You're going in the wrong direction for that, though. I've lost my train of thought now.
So with an open home, so I've got a little story to share, and you can make a comment if you like. I had a client this week who she's selling a unit down in Homebush, and they've purchased an off-the-plan thing that's being finalised at Waterloo, when she was absolutely so distraught. Her husband suffers from a mental illness, and the agent that they had listed their property with gave the keys to someone else in the office, and it wasn't through an open home, which is obviously what we're discussing, but it was around one of those unannounced visits, and he absolutely lost it and went sort of MIA for nearly 18 hours because unexpectedly someone turned up in his house.
Without a phone call or anything?
Without a phone call.
Oh, well, that's just poor business. Isn't it? Simple. I mean, you know, I mean, to me, anybody who rings and says, I need to see this house and I want to see it now, you know, really, if they're keen, they will plan it. I'm not saying it never happens, but you know, you'd really want to qualify that buyer. And, of course, you've got to ring the vendor. You can't go in and enter that premises without some,
Well, this was my point. So do
it's not only bad business. It's the whole process. Like, talk about lack of communication. I mean, clearly the person who they listed it with would be aware. That person hasn't passed on the same information or it wasn't, you know, you don't know. I mean, we're speculating, but I would imagine – that's how you imagine these things happen.
So but my point that I sort of wanted to then get you to make comment on is, do you think it's more appropriate that, like, I think open homes are a great idea for the reasons you mentioned before. You know exactly when it's open, and as the vendor, you can prepare, you can have your kids tidy up, you can make sure your house is clean and tidy. What's the commonness of just inspections whereby, I remember as a kid, I haven't moved around a lot as an adult and have my own home, but as a kid, I remember when we were selling property, it was this mad dash for someone's coming in half an hour. Traditionally, does that still happen, or we
Not
stick to
so
open
much.
Homes?
Not so much today. I mean, particularly being, you know, we are just an extension of Sydney, but obviously we, you know, we are out a fair way from the city, so you know, things happen, and today, you know, it's most people work weekends, you know, that 5-day week where your weekend's free, that's long gone as well, so you know, we have to be flexible. But yeah, if somebody rings me because they've driven past a sign and clearly they don't know how much it is because it's just gone they've just gone past a sign, you know, you've got to qualify them. And so I think we have to have respect for both vendors and buyers, but you would put a call into the vendor. A lot of that, like going back to your example of that apartment, those discussions should be had before, when you're first listing. You know, that agent should have known the circumstances of that couple and potentially what the fallout of a impromptu inspection may be. And you know, I do spend a fair bit of time at listing point finding out what the needs of that family are. And, you know, if there's times that suit them better, then of course you're always going to try and, you know, coerce your potential purchaser to have a look at a time that suits the vendor as well. And, you know, so it doesn't happen nearly as much, those impromptu, I want to see it, can I see it on Thursday and today's Tuesday, those sorts of things. Also, you try in the very early days of a marketing campaign to get people through the open because it creates some atmosphere and it builds momentum and excitement and some competition, I suppose. So, that today I think open houses are much more successful. And as I've mentioned before, many people, there's a large percentage of people who won't, they might be sort of half looking. you know, or they might think, oh, that could help, could be a good house for us, but not necessarily perfect. So if they can come to an open, they'll come, but they may not pick up the phone and make an appointment.
And I guess the other thing too, traditionally open homes, you know, are sort of like a weekend thing, but they tend to not be that anymore either. You can sort of have like an, you know, open for inspection during the week,
yep,
if that's
absolutely
more appropriate for, yeah.
They do it a lot in the city.
Yeah, they do.
And I have done it. I have done it. You would tend to do both though.
Mm. Well, because people are working, wouldn't yeah. they? It would be a good yeah. time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, but it's like an evening sort of thing. Mm. You know, so an after work thing. But again, mm. it depends on where you're, you know, out here, if your vendors are coming from the city and they're relocating, then they're not going to want to drive out to the mountains at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday no. night to
but
inspect.
But, you know, by the same token, you have locals who work.
Yeah.
And then they have children's sport on the weekend or whatever.
Yep.
And so a Wednesday or a Thursday evening, particularly coming into this sort of weather, can be yep. really, really lovely. So, look, I think you, again, you have to look at every situation, every property and their vendors individually and see what suits them, what the best time to see the property mm. is.
Do you go through a bit of a checklist with your potential vendors at the time about what, how to prepare for an open home or, because do you get people that sometimes you get there and you think, seriously, could you not have washed the dishes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Oh.
Wow.
Smells of... People think they're doing a wonderful thing cleaning, and obviously they are, but the smell of bleach...
I was going to say...
The smell of bleach is enough to make me heave. I cannot deal with it. And or too many candles that are just...
so yeah. we're not talking about cleaning so much as over-the-top
yeah,
preparation.
Yeah, over-the-top prep.
people are so supposed to have fresh coffee and baked cookies.
Yeah.
That's
and of course, you know, there are... you know, legalities as far as, you know, tripping, slipping, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go leaving valuable. I had somebody recently tell me about, you know, something that they had in a drawer that was worth a large sum of money. And I said, well, clearly you would remove that
yep.
from the premises.
Yeah,
I mean,
why disclose
hello?
It?
yeah. Well, exactly. I started thinking, now, why am I being told this? Am I being set up to,
yeah, yeah.
to take a fall? You know, it's common sense, really, you know.
you know that common sense
yeah.
might not be common.
yeah, it's a little bit of a worry.
Yeah.
But by the same token, you don't want it looking like a, you know, if you're selling a family home,
yep.
you know, it's wonderful to have the kids' toys.
Yes, you want it to look homely without being messy and untidy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
I guess it's like what you say, it's that education piece, isn't it, from your end about the expectations and how to get the best out of your open home,
for sure.
I suppose.
And the better it looks, the quicker it's going to sell and the fewer open homes you have
you
to
have
do.
You have to deal with, that's right. I love your work, Karen. Thank you again for coming in and chatting with us about real estate.
If people
Thank
are
you.
Listening and would like to sell their home, mm. they can find you at UMI Real Estate, that's umirealestate.com.au, or your mobile 0414 470 230.
That's the one. That's
we have
the one.
Here. We're pre-prepared.
And we've got a beautiful brand new website coming really soon too.
Oh, that's exciting.
Keep you posted on that one.
Keep us posted
Excellent.
On that. Yeah,
please
we might
do
a special segment on that.
Mm.
Fantastic.